For many in Northeast Texas, today marked the end of the holiday season. Some people who enjoyed a one-week or two-week vacation from work dragged themselves out of bed and into the sub-freezing temperatures to return to their jobs this morning. But while the secular-influenced holiday season has come to a close, religious observances continue. Many Christians observe Epiphany today, and for Orthodox Christians, today is Christmas Eve. Father Seraphim Holland with St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church in McKinney explains a little about his church's origins and beliefs.
We consider ourselves to be the continuation of the church from the apostles and consider that we have followed the traditions, both written and non-written, that the apostles learned from Christ and that have been transmitted all through the ages. We're a liturgical church, so we look sort of superficially like Roman Catholics in terms of the average person, but our services are much more varied and intricate than Roman Catholic services are nowadays, and we have a much more intact cycle of services even on the parish level than any other Christian denomination that I know of. So that's a little bit about how we're different. I mean, really, the theological difference, the greatest theological difference, is that for us, salvation is union with God and perfection of the soul. So that's what we stress in all the things we do. It's not about being forgiven by God because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross. It's about being healed by his sacrifice on the cross and thereby having the potential and the ability to have perfection of the soul and union with God. We call it theosis. And that emphasis is present in really everything we do. And when I was a Protestant, I didn't ever hear about that. I just heard about being forgiven. Of course, we think God forgives us, but mostly we will emphasize the perfection of the soul, that God has called us to be perfect, to be united to him, which is a pretty incredible thing when you consider how mundane our lives are. It's a pretty amazing thing.
The Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church parted ways with one another in 1054. That schism explains why the Orthodox Church uses a different calendar from the one commonly in use around the world today. The Orthodox Church uses an older calendar, often called the Julian calendar, because it was created under the reign of Julius Caesar. It remained in common use until 1582. That's when Pope Gregory of the Roman Catholic Church revised the calendar. It became the one in use throughout the Western world and today around most of the globe. The Orthodox Church celebrates Christmas on December 25th, according to the Julian calendar, which is January 7th, according to the Gregorian calendar, or the one that most people use. Tomorrow, Orthodox Christians will celebrate the Feast of the Nativity, or Christmas Day. On that day, many will break the fast that they began to observe 40 days before the Feast of the Nativity. In addition to St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church in McKinney, there are Orthodox communities throughout North Texas, including Dallas, Denison, and Mesquite. In East Texas, there are Orthodox parishes in Tyler, Bullard, and Jacksonville. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.